It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. We'd like to say happy Preparation Day. It's Friday, June the 9th. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And the Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalm 118, 24, and Psalms 122, verse 1. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together and to open up your word. We thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And now we pray that your spirit would teach us the things we need to know as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. Help us always to go to grow in grace and wisdom as we draw nigh to you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ from the Master's Chorale.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
it's about time.
Amen. 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 Our topic today is how to shake and bake a snake. How to shake and bake a snake. Father, be with us this morning as we delve into this topic, this wonderful chapter, chapter 28 of the book of Acts. We ask that you will bless us and speak to us and use us and help us as we strive to do your will today. In Jesus' name, amen. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. Now keep in mind, the ship had been wrecked. They were at Paul's prediction. They were all saved alive, made it to shore on wreckage from the ship. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. So the barbarian people on that island received this delegation from the ship, soldiers, prisoners, so on and so forth. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they looked with a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said, "He is a god." My brothers and sisters, I want to draw your attention to the fact that great miracles will happen and have happened to God's people or for the benefit of God's people. We are not to go out of our way to show that we are stronger than what is in harm's way. We are not to put ourselves in harm's way for the sake of impressing people. Paul didn't know that snake was in that heat. Snakes like heat. So when they kindled the fire, the snake was probably already there. Or maybe it had been an area where they normally burn things. And so as it had cooled down, but it was still warm, might have been the warmest place on the island, might have been a fire pit. The snake just kind of kindled there. But then when it got too hot, he sensed that something was trying to hurt him, trying to kill him. And so as more wood was put on there, he just reached up and grabbed Paul's hand. God protected Paul and did not allow the venom to wreak any harm in his body. My brothers and sisters, God promised that if any deadly thing in the book of Mark would come upon us, that it will not hurt us. That is when we are within God's perfect will and we are doing his will, and there will be times when venomous animals will bite us and it will not do harm as expected. But we are not to go out of our way. There are some churches that actually try to prove with some great act that God is with them. So they'll charm snakes and do other things to show that they have mastery over the venomous beast. Brothers and sisters, that's not of God. We just wanted to bring that out. So our title comes from these verses, how to shake and bake a snake, but it is to teach us that we are to just live simple, humble lives for the Lord, and he will protect us when it is his perfect will to do so, and we should not go out of our way to show some great sign and wonder that God is with us. Verse 7, in the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. So brothers and sisters, God's people will see great miracles being worked even in these last days, and there will be people healed so that it will be known that we are connected with God. Medical missionary work is what I'm talking about. Medical missionary work. It will be done, brothers and sisters, by the people of God who trust God and who let God use them. Now, medical missionary work does include prayer for the sick, laying on of hands, but it also includes hydrotherapy treatments and the right nutrition and all of the wonderful lifestyle, the live-free lifestyle that God has given to all of us, brothers and sisters. That is, love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoy sunlight. The eight laws of health. Add to that live-free lifestyle. Added to this live-free lifestyle are trust in God, cleansing, and the use of natural remedies. The 4 points that God has given us, four basic components, I should say, of a healthy way of living. Trust God, cleanse the body, follow the eight laws of health, the live-free lifestyle, and live free, and then also use natural remedies. All of this encompasses the live-free lifestyle. And so God wants us to be medical missionaries, friends. All of us are medical missionaries. If you're called of God, you're a medical missionary. So brothers and sisters, we are living in an age of pandemics. We are living in an age of poor air quality, okay? There will be many other disasters, and there will be sick people because of the pandemics and disasters, and we need to know what to do to try to heal them because that is the mercy of God. Manifested, the love of God is manifested through medical missionary work. I read in one place that medical missionary work is the compassion of Christ revealed. Okay? Verse 10, who also honored us with many honors, and when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. Brothers and sisters, I want you all to understand that the Bible tells us in Proverbs 13:22, it says, a wise man leaveth an inheritance unto his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. There will be funding for God's people in the last days, but it's going to be with persecution. It's in Mark 10:30. It says, and he shall receive 100-fold. Now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. God will bless us so that we can finish his work. That's what God has promised, brothers and sisters. And so we see here an example. They gave all of them what they needed, and great. They laded them with necessary things. They gave from their source of funds, reserves, things of value, so that they could have what they needed for the trip. And this was after Paul did the medical missionary work. And after 3 months, we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the isle, whose sign was Castor and Pollux, and landed at Syracuse. We tarried there 3 days. And landing at Syracuse, we tarried there 3 days. And from thence we fetched a compass and came to Regium, and after 1 day the south wind blew, and we came to the next day to Puteoli, where we found brethren and were desired to tarry with them 7 days, and so we went toward Rome. And from thence, when the brethren heard us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum, and the three taverns, that is three inns, like three hotels, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was suffered or allowed to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. You see, brothers and sisters, these centurions' lives were saved because of Paul. They recognized there was something special about him, that he was the reason why they were saved from the sure death of a destroyed ship. And they saw how he shook. He was involved in the snake and bake of a snake. Okay, they knew something was special. And then he was the one healing the sick on the island. So that caused the guards to not treat Paul as a regular prisoner. And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together And when they had come together, he said unto them, Men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our fathers, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, would have let me go, because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spake against it, you see, brothers and sisters, you see the theme again. Our problem is not primarily going to be the state. Our problem is going to be the church. It's going to be people who have let go of the truth and didn't follow the truth all the way. And they are going to speak to the state, speak evil of us to the state. That's what's going to happen, friends. Whom, when they had examined me, would have let me go, because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar, not that I had ought to accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, have I called you to see you and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. See, the hope of Israel was Jesus, and he is bound with chains because he expressed his faith in Jesus. And they said unto him, We neither received letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee. They're saying, we never heard of you, man. You know, I guess it was far enough away from where they were that the word hadn't gotten out. But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. For as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. So they had heard about those who followed Jesus, and they had heard negative things about it, but they hadn't heard of Paul. And when they appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning until evening. This is powerful, brothers and sisters. That shows us that just like Jesus, it says in Luke 24:27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So people say, I'm not an Old Testament Christian, I'm a New Testament Christian. Well, guess what? The only Bible the New Testament people had was the Old Testament, friends. So if you reject the Old Testament, you're rejecting the scriptures. Peter said Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. They hadn't even written all the Bible yet. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Be careful not to reject the Bible, friends, because that is the word of God. And that's what Jesus had when he followed the scriptures. The scriptures are all about Jesus, Old Testament as well. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they had agreed not among themselves, they departed. After that, Paul had spoken one word, well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto your father, saying, Go unto this people and say, Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Brothers and sisters, that is the condition of Christianity today for the most part. The church is dull of hearing. If you say something that is not traditional, it's like you just have a third eye in your forehead and you came from Mars and you could be speaking exactly what the scriptures are saying. That's because the world, the church, the world has come into the church, and the church has denigrated into tradition, following the traditions of men instead of the word of God. But Jesus said, In vain do you worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men, Matthew 15:8-9. Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, Paul says in verse 28, and that they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. So he preached the gospel in Rome, brothers and sisters. So this is powerful. Let us keep these things in mind, these wonderful truths in mind, my brothers and sisters, as we live for Jesus today. And let's not be like the Jews who refused to hear truth because it was uncomfortable, because they had to change some things, because it went against what they believed to be right. Let's be faithful. Father in heaven, bless us now as we transition to wellness on the Worship and Wellness broadcast. We ask that you bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. When we come back, Sister Lenny is going to be sharing with us why we should use a masticating juicer. So stay tuned, brothers and sisters, for that. We're going to have our 8-minute intermission song, the Torso Song, at this time.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are His natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you no disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave, in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
We'll now hear from Sister Lenny on the subject, why use a masticating juicer.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Why use a masticating juicer? Masticating juicers operate at a slower speed than other juicers. They masticate by chewing up fruit and vegetable fibers and breaking down their cell structure. Masticating juicers perform better with fibrous fruit and vegetables than other juicers. The quality of the end product is high, and more juice is removed from the pulp than from other juicers. This produces a less cloudy juice, which is more nutritious as it retains more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals in the finished product. More expensive masticating juicers sometimes come with additional units that make baby food, sauces, and fruit sorbets. Are masticating juicers expensive? They are, but they're also worth it. This morning, I am going to share with you a cancer-fighting recipe that I had when I was sick with cancer, and it's called the Blueberry Breakfast. I named it the Blueberry Breakfast. And this breakfast is an orange, one orange, two handfuls of blueberries, four tablespoons of yogurt, two tablespoons of quinoa, one tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, and one tablespoon of honey. That breakfast was so delicious. And I received that breakfast every morning from Pastor Shellum. He probably don't even remember, but that's what brought me that breakfast. But, you know, there's a lot of fibrous fruits and vegetables that contain a lot of fiber. I'm just going to name a few. Avocados, pears, apples, the berries, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, pomegranates, oranges, vegetables, carrots, broccoli, beets, cauliflower, eggplant, collard greens, Swiss chard, artichokes. These fruits and vegetables, you've got to make sure you clean them, wash them, scrub them, so that they can, you know, really do well in your machine and in your body. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Have a wonderful day today.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you very much for that. All right, friends, it's time to open the phone lines. We'll start with a roll call on Facebook. We have South Carolina. We have Georgia. We have North Carolina. We have Louisiana. We have, where is this here? Okay, the country of Kenya. We have, yes, I'm hearing some animal outside. All right, then, God is good. And we also want to, we have good morning from Sister Vicky. We have good morning from the Jones family. We also, in Louisiana, we have Happy Preparation Day from Brother Peyton, and good morning from Kenya from Brother Brian. If anybody has anything you'd like to share, please feel free to press star 6. We've got Sister Desiree on the line. We'll take her call.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Listen, thank you, Sister Lenny, for sharing that. And you sharing that, it made me think about, I just saw somewhere, I think, on YouTube, how to clean grates. And I just wanted to share that. So it was saying taking baking soda and salt, and it uses, it's almost like sand, and it takes the wax off the fruit of the grapes. And I tried it, and it worked. I was like, oh, and I shake it up in a Ziploc. I put the water, baking soda, and salt in a Ziploc plastic bag because I was in a hurry, and drained it, and it actually worked. And so I just wanted to share that. I was just thinking about what you said and how, you know, with that, it just made me think of that. So I just wanted to share that. And happy Friday, everybody. Hope y'all have a blessed weekend.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Desiree. God bless you. All right, we're going to go to Sister Odessa. Good morning, Sister Odessa.
Good morning, Pastor, and the entire family. It's just good to hear your voice this morning. And I took a day off so I could just listen to the ministry. I thank you so much for the past programs that you have placed, and I've been listening to them, and I'm really enjoying it. So I just want to say thank you, and thank you, Sister Lenny, for the recipe this morning. I'm going to try it. God bless you all. Happy Preparation Day. And, Pastor, just keeping you in the ministry and Sister Maria in much prayer. I know how it is in losing a loved one. So it's so many memories, and I just ask God to keep those memories alive. So I'm praying for the family. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Thank you so much. God bless you too. Praise God. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything at this time? We've got about 25 minutes to the top of the hour, if there is anyone that would like to share anything. Happy Preparation Day. I do believe I'm going to preach the sermon I preached last Sabbath on our Zoom. So it was entitled The Mental Fund of Fundamentals. Where I preached it, their Zoom did not have the best quality, I am told. And so we're going to redo that sermon, maybe a little differently, but we're going to do it so that everyone can hear. We'll be having service at 12 noon on Sabbath. That is tomorrow, Saturday. At 12 noon, and we'll be posting on Zoom and on our WhatsApp broadcast list the link for that. All right, my brothers and sisters, there is no one else. We have a praise God from Sister Vicky. Praise the Lord. And we're going to go ahead and close out with closing prayer. At this time, my wife Undreamed Of will take us to the throne of God.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We ask that you will be with us on this day of preparation as we go about being able to usher in and welcome your holy Sabbath day. We ask that with all the things that we need to do, that we will remember to allow your spirit to lead, guide, instruct, and direct our lives throughout this day. We pray for special blessings to be granted to all that are in need, spiritual, mental, physical. And we ask, Lord, that we can do all we can to be able to be a part of your redeem, for we know you are surely to come soon. Help us, Lord, to stay faithful. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution in the world to come. Eternal life.
Therefore, we do our part in faith. God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. Happy Preparation Day, and God bless you.
We'll hear from the Master's Chorale, our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust.